ladies and gentlemen, we've invited first class. Now we're inviting executive platinum, emerald, sapphire.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back the effervescent Lee Harris from Blue Marine Travel. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good. Thanks, Rhea. Yeah, not quite sure what effervescent means. I'm sure you can fill me in, or I'll have to Google it, probably. But yeah, no, good. Yeah, it's been a good week. Mostly positive again. There is one downside, but yeah, mostly positive news.
Nice. Well, and I have to mention that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel. Who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the late 1900s, and their people move people.
Indeed, we do.
Yeah, so you know what? Things are looking good, knocking on wood. It's odd. You know, we had this straight across the face of the planet. It was crazy, and then it was up and down and up and down, and then the invasion of Ukraine. And all of a sudden, it seemed like COVID almost didn't exist anymore and everything started going back to normal. I don't know what it is, but we are seeing like large increases in numbers back again in China. So, you know, I'm not sure where this is going to lead if we're going to start, you know, with everybody relaxing their travel restrictions, if this is going to once again push it straight across the face of the planet, because we probably haven't learned from the first time round, right? Yeah, I mean, you know, it is pretty much good news, but there is always other issues besides COVID. It's not just all about COVID. Other things do arise. UK crew are looking at some travel difficulties towards Europe this summer.
They are indeed, yeah. So any crew planning to travel from the United Kingdom to Spain, Portugal and Italy this summer are to face flight delays as France is planning to launch a new air traffic control system. French authorities have revealed that the country is preparing to launch the new air traffic control system by next month. While the system is being set up, planes that use the French airspace will have to be rerouted in order to avoid any pressures. Taking into account that flights from the UK to Spain, Portugal and to most parts of Italy currently use French airspace, it means that the new change will cause delays. Further on from this, Germany have also announced that there are likely to be delays for aircraft travelling through their airspace, as this summer we'll see German airspace extremely busy due to the ongoing conflict within the Ukraine. This is due to flight paths having to be rerouted, as many aircraft will be travelling across German skies.
Okay, but that aside, good news coming out of South Africa.
Yeah, so South Africa have eased their COVID-19 regulations so that no test result is now required for fully jabbed travellers who provide proof of vaccination when they arrive. A negative PCR test result is still required for unvaccinated travellers and a swab must be taken a maximum of 72 hours before departure. This does not apply to passengers, however, who are younger than 5 years old. Unvaccinated travellers who have fully recovered from COVID-19 and intend to travel within 90 days of their initial PCR test can find details on the South African Tourism website for exemption letter requirements. The same website also has links for entry and exit health questionnaires that need to be filled in by travellers.
And you'll have links to those links up on your website.
We will indeed. Yep, they'll be there.
Wonderful. And Singapore.
Yeah, Singapore is set to drastically ease its coronavirus-related travel restrictions at the end of this month. Having previously had some of the strictest regulations in this regard, the city-state now feels the time is right to open its borders without the need for quarantine. At present, entry into Singapore is a very complex matter. Singapore has designated certain countries as vaccinated travel lanes. Basically, from here, fully jabbed passengers can enter quarantine-free, but only on VTL-specific flights. Furthermore, such travellers must also take both a pre-departure test and one upon arrival. However, by the end of this month, the arrivals process for passengers travelling to Singapore will have been greatly simplified. This is because at 11:59 p.m. local time on March the 31st, it plans to streamline its entry requirements by removing the VTL programme altogether and listing all of the world's nations under its general travel category. This change will mean that any inbound passenger has to do upon arrival in Singapore will now depend solely on their vaccination status rather than their country of origin. So as such, all vaccinated travellers will now be free from quarantine. This means that for those who have received at least two jabs, the only remaining obstacle is the pre-departure test before arrival.
Nice. Air New Zealand.
Yep, more than 2 years in the making, Air New Zealand is launching its long-awaited flights to New York in September. The globe-spanning flight was first touted back in early 2020, with designs to start in October that year, only for COVID-19 to derail it. However, with New Zealand finally reopening for business, Air New Zealand announced on Tuesday that flights would start later this year. The first flight to New York's John F. Kennedy Airport will push back from Auckland International on September the 17th. After the inaugural September 17 flight, the schedule will settle into a 3 times weekly service from September the 19th. Flights will depart from Auckland every Monday, Wednesday and Saturday.
That's good news because, you know, New Zealand and South Africa were two of the hardest hit countries. I mean, you know, every other country, there was a bit of movement after the initial, but New Zealand and South Africa, they literally shut down. I mean, there was no in, there was no out for years. So it's nice to see that this is all loosening up, especially for crew, because I mean, New Zealand and South Africa are huge areas for crew to come from or go to.
Yeah, indeed. You're exactly right. I mean, 2 years ago when COVID hit, or however long it was now, you know, like you say, South Africa and New Zealand, they both did lockdown. It was extremely difficult. There were ways around getting crew back into South Africa, albeit very difficult, but almost impossible for them to leave the country. Whereas New Zealand, like you say, for a long period, people couldn't get in at all. Once they could, then it was the lottery of the MIQ system, which thankfully has been scrapped as well. So, yeah, I mean, they have been two of the hardest hit countries for crew. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's good to see everybody having the ability to move about a little bit more freely. And, you know, a lot of these people rely on their jobs in order to pay their mortgages and their families, et cetera. So it's been a couple of rough years. Hong Kong.
Yeah, good news there as well. Transfer and transit services at Hong Kong International Airport will resume on the 1st of April. Passengers will be able to transit through Hong Kong only if they meet the following requirements. That is that their itinerary is contained in one single booking. They meet the entry requirements of their final destination. They have their baggage checked through to their final destination. They have been issued their onward boarding passes from their origin, and their connection time between flights in Hong Kong is within 24 hours. Also note that a COVID-19 test is required even if the passenger's final destination does not require one. The test must be taken no more than 48 hours before departure of the flight to Hong Kong.
That is good news because Hong Kong is quite a busy sort of interconnecting airport as far as, you know, going places.
Yeah, it is. You know, for crew in Asia, even, you know, the Pacific and the rest of it is, you know, Hong Kong is one of the major, or it was one of the major transit hubs, along with Doha, Singapore and Dubai. They were the four big ones anyway. Hong Kong especially, have been very similar to New Zealand and South Africa. They have clamped down hard. Just even, like we say, even transiting people weren't allowed to. You know, thankfully, it's now open. So it does give people an extra option to get flights back to Europe for the med season, and then obviously once that's gone, to the Caribbean.
Nice. And we have a quick question.
Yeah, we did. We received a question this week from Mary Jean, who wanted to know which European countries ahead of the med season are no longer requiring passengers to provide a vaccination, a recovery or a test certificate for entry into Europe. At the moment, Mary Jean, it is slim pickings, unfortunately, especially for countries that you would likely be entering for the mid-season. But the countries on the list at the moment are Hungary, Iceland, Ireland, Norway, Romania and Slovenia. So none of the med hotspots, unfortunately. However, saying that, many other European countries have also relaxed rules, but not quite to the level of the aforementioned six. If anyone, though, has specific questions about any country's rules for entry coming up for the mid-season, please do reach out to us at Blue Marine Travel. We'll be more than happy to help. And that's whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, as there seems to be ways of getting in, shall we say, for unvaccinated travellers now as well.
Well, here's a question for you. I have to fly to Cannes in, I think, about 2 months. What is the deal there coming from within Spain?
Yeah, I mean, you'll have Spanish residency, Ria, I think. Anyway, you're traveling from Spain anyway. So to be honest with you, you'll be free. I mean, you're double vaccinated, so you're going to be good to go. You'll find no issues whatsoever traveling to France.
So just double vaccinated. I don't need to get the third booster shot.
I wouldn't have thought so. I think if you've double vaccinated, you'll be okay. I mean, I can check out for you and get you the exact rules and regulations that you'll need. But unless there's some significant change with regards to COVID rising and restrictions being put back in place, then I think you'll be fine.
Nice. Last year, I can't tell you how many flights that I was supposed to go to Fort Lauderdale for the boat show. canceled. I was supposed to go to the Caribbean to do a show, canceled. So yeah, you know, last year was one disappointment after another, probably about four or five different flights that I wasn't able to make. But hopefully this year we'll see a change and I can actually get back out there and do the thing that I do.
Fingers crossed, hopefully. Yeah, we'll get to see you at the boat shows, and yeah, it'd be great to get out and meet people again. Well, maybe not so much for you.
I like people on the other side of the screen. It is what it is, right? Lee, I have to say thank you again. It's absolutely been an amazing week again. So thank you for all the good news. And I have to mention that every single one of the links that you're looking for will, of course, be on the Blue Marine Travel website. And we will provide the link to the website so that you can find those links.
Yep, spot on. Everything will be on there, anything that people need. And if there's anything that they can't find on there, then obviously feel free to get in contact with me. I'll be more than happy to help.
Nice. Well, we will see you next week.
Indeed. Yeah, looking forward to it again. They come around quick, don't they?
I know. The older you get, It's like a year is a week. I have to mention again that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the late 1900s. And of course, their people move people.
Spawn.
You've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we're boarding passengers.